Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is waking up to mild temperatures. Jerusalem is experiencing a pleasant morning, while Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy sunny skies. The weather remains comfortable throughout the day, perfect for spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, 2 hours ago, CENTCOM has announced a new wave of attacks as tensions with Iran escalate. The U.S. tightens its maritime blockade and detains 7 commercial ships. Iran accuses the U.S. of aggression. Also, earlier today, The Forward reports that New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani is reviewing whether the city can arrest Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu during his upcoming visit this fall. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, 21 minutes ago, Legionnaires' disease has claimed more victims on New York's East Side. 74 cases reported, with 8 hospitalized and 3 dead. Separately, Ynet reports that the U.S. launched its 9th consecutive night of strikes on Iran. The operation aims to weaken Iranian forces, threatening commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, JNS reports just 16 minutes ago that U.S. forces bombed Iran for 3 hours last night. The strikes focus on degrading Iranian military capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just 25 minutes ago that CENTCOM strikes targeted Iranian military command centers and missile sites, aiming to diminish Iran's threat to commercial vessels. Eli Afriat, a commentator on Israeli affairs, noted 29 minutes ago that the U.S. is holding Iran accountable under the commander-in-chief's direction, keeping CENTCOM forces on high alert. Ihab Hassan, a regional analyst, reported 34 minutes ago about a violent night in the West Bank. Israeli settlers, allegedly protected by the army, attacked a Palestinian village, resulting in clashes and fatalities. Now for more on those stories, starting with the rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. military's operations are a response to Iranian threats in the Strait of Hormuz. CENTCOM's actions aim to protect commercial vessels navigating this critical waterway. The situation raises concerns about further escalation in the region. Turning to New York, The Forward highlights Mayor Zohran Mamdani's controversial move. As reported earlier today, he is revisiting the idea of arresting Prime Minister Netanyahu during his anticipated visit. This development could strain diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Israel, especially given the timing amidst ongoing regional tensions. Meanwhile, the concerning outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in New York continues. According to Israel Hayom, 74 cases have emerged, with 8 people hospitalized. The disease, not typically spread person to person, poses a public health challenge in affected areas, necessitating increased awareness and preventive measures. Finally, the continued U.S. military strikes on Iran, reported by JNS, are part of a strategic effort to degrade Iranian military infrastructure. This prolonged operation underscores the critical importance of ensuring the safety of international maritime routes. It also highlights the persistent volatility in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that inheritance disputes among Israel's wealthiest families, such as the Strauss and Wertheim clans, reveal challenges in asset division and succession planning. Separately, in a surprising move, Israel Hayom Business covers a 14-year-old internet star taking financial steps inspired by stories of hard work. This young entrepreneur is making waves with his early economic initiatives. And finally, CTech examines how AI is overshadowing other sectors, with BlackRock and Blackstone questioning the sustainability of profit margins. This reflects broader trends in global financial markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.